The Green Dream believers are back in charge of the UK government. But does this mean that investors should be rotating back into those routed green stocks? The best person to ask that question is our green tech specialist and analyst, James Allen. James, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. How are you today, Nick?
Yeah, it's good to have you back on. I'm well. We've got a typhoon happening here in Japan, so the doors behind me are rattling away, so there's probably some background noise, but we're going to battle on regardless. Can't let the weather stop us. So let's, before we dig into whether you're looking back at these green tech stocks that have been falling so far and so fast over the last three years now, I think you say, what's actually changed at the political level now that Labor's back in charge? What are the policy turnarounds that are actually happening that might give investors the idea that there's an opportunity here?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's been a tough old time for clean tech stocks, really, since the high point in 2021. A lot of that, you know, this isn't just a UK story. This is a global story, specifically in the US as well. But the UK, certainly, investors have felt the brunt of that, I guess. So, yeah, the Conservatives, Sunak, he really moved away from clean energy. He dragged sort of actually clean tech into the sort of front line of the culture wars, I would say. Whereas sort of 5-10 years ago, green energy, everyone was on board, really, whether you're left or right. It suddenly became, under the last government, quite a divisive issue. So the Labour governments have set their stall out, even in their manifesto. They want to make significant changes to energy policy, green tech policies. They want to position the UK as a leader in clean energy, and they've got sort of quite ambitious climate goals. So, but the overarching aim is to have a zero carbon electricity system by 2030. And within those plans, that means sort of a doubling of onshore wind capacity, a tripling of solar power, and a quadrupling of offshore wind. Now, they've got up to a bit of a, I'd say quite a fast start in some ways. They've already sort of changed some key rules in the planning system, which the last government implemented on onshore wind. So basically, there was a de facto ban on onshore wind for the last 5-10 years under the last government. The UK traditionally had been a big global leader in onshore wind. A lot of growth actually had then gone overseas. So I think this has been quite a welcome, certainly in the wind sector, quite a welcome turnaround. So not just onshore wind, they've already sort of greenlit some new solar farms. They've dropped the legal defence of a proposed new coal mine. So they've set their stall out really quite early. There's lots of, other significant ways they're going to look to finance this. They're looking to launch a publicly owned company called Great British Energy. That's going to be capitalised to the tune of £8.3 billion over the next sort of parliamentary term of the next 5 years. And so they're looking to, that's going to help sort of fund a lot of this plans, money that's going to go into clean tech. It's going to also be funded by a windfall tax on oil and gas. There's going to be a big mandate there to invest in clean energy technology. It's going to work with sort of local authorities as well to really to build out a pipeline of green projects at the local level as well. And the second big thing they're doing in terms of investment is launching a national wealth fund. That's going to be injected with £7.3 billion. And that's going to invest in sort of strategic industries that promote growth in clean energy, the things like ports, electric vehicle batteries, carbon capture, even green hydrogen as well, actually. And that's in some way going to look to, mirror or ape policies that we've seen in the US Inflation Reduction Act, which has been a huge stimulus for investment on the private sector as well in the US. So there is two big plans, but overarchingly, it's going to look to get a clean energy system in the UK by 2030.
Is there much more that they can do that will continue this momentum, that will continue to grow the opportunity in green tech stocks, that at least there's a potential for here?
Yeah, I mean, the government, a lot of this has come from their manifesto. We're still actually looking for some flesh on the bones, really. So that's going to be, I think, over the next sort of few weeks and months, the government will be sort of laying out some detail about how some of this stuff is going to be implemented. We've got the quick stuff, about onshore wind, But, you know, we're still none the wiser about some of this other stuff towards with solar, green hydrogen and things like that. So we're waiting for some detail, I guess, as well. Insulation is another big area, waiting for some detail there. But, you know, if you're an investor, I mean, obviously, you know, clean tech has been a tough old time. And a lot of this really has also been to do with sort of the high inflation, high interest rates. So, you know, now we're getting signals of interest rates sort of coming down. I think this is also a welcome time for investors. So a lot of that really, you know, from a clean tech perspective, we're really looking for the investment, the investors to really pivot away or pivot back towards sort of growth stock and clean tech stocks. And that's really through interest rates. So once we, you know, we have a full confidence that interest rates are really going to come down, I think the stage really is set for clean tech to go on a sustained run. It's been a few years now, and I think some of these companies, not just UK companies, but, you know, global companies, they're actually much better positioned than they were at the height of the clean tech boom in 2021. They're actually making money, some are really profitable, yet their valuations have been actually crippled. So I think there's some, you know, clean tech is actually looking quite a good sort of value play, really. So yes, it should be an exciting sector to watch over the next year or two, certainly. And now, you know, you've got the Tories out of the way. They were very sort of anti-clean energy. And, you know, the private sector, I think, you know, with, you know, what we debate Labour and, you know, what their manifesto means, but also that their big electoral majority means, sorry. But what we can say is that it does seem like, you know, UK people are in support of climate change policies. The private sector should take heart on that. You know, there's going to be less uncertainty now. They've got a big mandate now to follow through on some of their policies. So I think the private sector, you know, I think Labour are looking for every pound that they invest. They're hoping that the private sector puts £3 in as well. So, yeah, signs are certainly much more positive for the sector than they were, say 6 months ago.
I remember when Sunak came in and his first few moves were anti-green energy, and that was part of what caused some of the routes in UK green tech stocks. My worry this time round is that the UK is once again an outlier, and a lot of the governments around the world, notably New Zealand, possibly with Trump in the US, notably with places in Europe that have elected these right-wing governments or, you know, right-wing parties into large positions in their parliaments, Germany looking like they're going to go to the right as well. Are you worried that the international context is going to influence the stocks that you might want to invest in the UK that are green tech stocks? Or are they quite locally exposed in terms of where their revenues are coming from?
No, but that is a key consideration for sure. I mean, the actual UK universe, but, you know, universal stocks that, you know, entirely invest in UK projects is relatively small. You know, I won't lie, there's not the biggest universe of stocks to look at. So most of these sort of big multinational clean energy firms, they're investing sort of everywhere. UK just a small part of their portfolio. Where the US has sneezed, we've cashed a cold really in recent times as well. So the wider issue really is the overarching macroeconomic environment. I think once we get full confidence that global interest rates will start to really come down, I think that really will be the full signal that we're going to see a sustained run back into clean energy. But yeah, the UK specific market is relatively small. Certainly, I mean, you know, you would have thought that UK onshore wind stocks would have seen a nice bump since Labour came in, since they announced the ban, they're going to stop the ban and onshore wind. Actually, they haven't really moved all that much. You know, lots of these wind stocks, they're looking at other European countries in the US as well. So, finding pure play UK renewable stocks is not that an easy enterprise.
How did the markets move in response to these political changes? You mentioned earlier there the Inflation Reduction Act, and I found out, I think it was yesterday, that only a very small fraction of the IRA, as it's called, the Act's supported projects are actually up and running. I think it was either 40 or 20% of them are delayed, and very few are actually having any sort of, you know, impact on inflation. And yet, of course, that act is being rolled out as having an impact on inflation, which is typical of politics. My question is whether investors need to, you know, be realistic about what's going to happen in the UK too. How long is it going to take Labour's change of policy to actually show up?
Yeah, like in terms of the US, actually, we saw markets move when sort of the Inflation Reduction Act was initially announced and when it actually went through and when Biden signed it. Actually, there hasn't really been a sustained run on the back of it. A lot of the detail in the Inflation Reduction Act still hasn't really, you know, quite similar in the UK. It's still taking time really to come out. A lot of projects are waiting to see what this detail means. So, you know, there's been, haven't been this huge rush in investments just yet. Certainly some areas of the green economy in the US that has seen some of that, still starting to see it. Others, there's been a wait and see approach. You know, as I said, markets haven't really responded fully. Probably the same thing's going to happen in the UK. I think, you know, we all thought, well, yeah, it was easy to think, sorry, that once Labour got in, UK clean tech stocks or that part of the market would go on a nice sustained run. Actually, as I said earlier, as I opened up, there's still lots of detail that we're waiting to see. I should also say there's still lots of scepticism in the markets about whether some of these big overarching targets are in any way achievable. So I think, you know, we'll wait. I think the market's going to wait to see, to get some of this detail and then sort of make up its minds at that point. So I think the conditions are there for a good sustained run once we get interest rates coming down, once we get more detail on the table. But I think right now it's a bit of a wait and see approach. I mean, let's not forget that lots of investors have been hurt over the last sort of 2-3 years. And there's, you know, I wouldn't say there's a huge widespread eagerness to get back into the sector since, you know, they've seen some sort of blood in the markets in this corner of the sector. But I think once we get some more clarity, once the macroeconomic environment becomes a bit more certain, I guess, for these growth stage projects, I think the market could really go on a nice run indeed.
So what does this mean that you're doing with your subscribers? Are you starting to take some in positions in these green tech stocks? Are you also waiting to see what comes out in terms of detail? Or are you a skeptic?
I'm not so much a skeptic, but I'm certainly, you know, I've been waiting for the markets to show a little bit of enthusiasm, I guess. I think we've had so many false dawns over the last sort of 2-3 years, and nothing really has quite pushed markets fully in the right direction. We've, you know, they've had a little bump and then they've come off. They've had a little bump and then they've come off some more. I think, yeah, the wider thing here is interest rates. I want to wait to see with full confidence that interest rates will be coming down. But, you know, we are primed, ready to go. I think, as I said earlier, some of these stocks are looking really quite cheap at the moment. But I think I certainly, from my perspective, from my realism, I'm, you know, taking a bit of a more prudent approach now in this sector. I do still love the sector. But let's get some momentum behind some of these stocks, first of all, and get full confidence that, you know, the good times are back fully, basically. We've been, you know, there's no point getting in too early right now, I don't think. I think let's just wait and see what happens. As I said before, it's a global market. Lots of things are happening around the world as well. But I have no doubt at all that the clean tech markets will come back. You know, we had a great run up until sort of springtime 2021. We've had 3 years now of sort of in the wilderness. You know, as have lots of other parts of, you know, the growth side of the markets, but I have no doubts when sort of conditions dictate, these markets will go on a complete tear because, and you know, it is decarbonisation, net zero. It probably is the biggest investment story out there in the markets, bar none. That hasn't gone away. There's still huge investments going to take place just from the UK alone. I think we need to double the amount of spend, and so we should reach Labour's targets, we should see a doubling of clean energy investments over the next six years. Let's not forget, you know, we can slate the Tories a lot, and I do a lot sometimes, but actually the UK was the fourth largest clean tech spender over the last 2 or 3 years. That's according to Bloomberg. So, you know, I think if we see a doubling of that, I think, you know, we're setting ourselves up for, you know, after it hopefully go some way of achieving those ambitious targets, also creating some good conditions back for UK clean tech investors.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's questioning the size of the opportunity. As you say, it's a question of timing now. And it's interesting that you're saying that we should wait for, you know, all the stars to align rather than move early. So often people who are really passionate about a particular industry in the bull market that might occur in it will sort of take a gung-ho approach and just spruik it endlessly. So I appreciate the distinctions and the caveats and the prudence, as you put it. James, thanks very much for joining us. And Darren Pone, thanks for watching.